What'd you say?
I said apple. You said ass. Think of what an apple and ass.
Hey, just go. Just go.
This three, is it. Two, one.
Peach.
Oh, yeah! That was fucking fire, baby. That
Let's
was
go!
It. That
was.
We started from ground zero. Yeah. Yo.
What's happening?
That was the players.
Arthur Dominguez.
Darren Farr.
Kyle McKinney.
And Karina.
We rusty
as fuck. Yo, the people
fuck.
Were fiending for that.
We rusty as fuck. Oh, fucking damn. Yo, we missed potting, all right?
Yo, we already were fucking podcasting for 5 minutes.
Yeah, we just had we had the best 5 minute intro and we already
you missed it.
We just forgot to press record.
I forgot to press record.
I'm release taped.
Look, we'll cover the basics.
Let's
if you have a bell on your app, fucking ring
yeah,
it.
Yeah, hit the bell every freaking time. YouTube, Spotify, Apple Music. Hit the bell.
Anytime you need to hit the bell because we don't know when we're dropping episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So
yeah.
If you want to know, you need to get that notification.
Exactly. So ring your bells, you know.
Ring the fucking bell. And also, we got some guests lined up.
Yeah. One guest.
Is it a boy or a girl?
Yeah.
Can't tell you.
But if you have your bell fucking wrong, then you'll know.
But
so.
People who have the
Mike Tyson.
People who click the bell will know.
Yeah.
Who it is.
Click the
shout
bell.
Out, shout out all the bells out there. You guys know.
Ring, ring, ring my bell. But yeah, we're ready. We're excited. And
ring, ring.
Yo,
ring
the second bell. Intro sucks compared to the first one.
Yeah.
Nah, this is actually a good one, honestly.
It's all way right. better. Let's jump in.
It's their all fault. Right. They didn't hit record.
Arthur, I feel like something's telling me you got this hot take about the Drake's new album. Can you tell us about that?
Yo, Champagne Poppy doesn't know how to make albums anymore.
Tell me how you feel.
And that's coming from a Drake stan.
I feel like Karina
sounds like a Drake hater.
It sounds
right
like
now.
This was like your Karina, most favorite album ever.
I need you. I need you to state your case, and then we're gonna move the floor over to Karina because ever Karina's about to pounce on you right now.
Yeah, we'll go one by one. All right.
Okay.
Drake doesn't make albums anymore. He makes a collection of random songs, right? Which is fine. It's still, you know, you still get excited because it's Drake. He's very consistent. The problem is that collection of songs is getting worse every time he does it. I don't know if it's because he's getting a little older. His standards are dropping a little bit. But he's just giving us something. Like, he's having fun at the end of the day. That's what it sounds like. I think he's at that point in his career where he can just have fun in the studio and put it out. And we'll be, you know, somewhat content.
Keeps laughing.
Don't interrupt on my take, okay?
Yeah, he has the floor right now.
He has the
talking
stick. It looks like I'm laughing. I'm just smiling.
Yeah. way too long. You know what's ironic? You know what I realized? His shortest album is his best album ever. Because he was more picky with the songs.
Yeah.
He was selective. He made sure everyone was fucking pretty damn good. Yeah. And he put out a great album that was called Nothing Was the Same.
It's 1A. It's 1B for me. So,
in 2023, I don't know what the fuck Drake's dropping. There was a few good songs. Yeah. A few good songs. Okay?
What is your problem?
I'll give it a 7.
7?
Out of respect for Drake, 7.1.
You really want to give it like a 6, like, or maybe like a 5.8.
He gets
like
one extra point for being Drake.
He wants to be the 6 god? I'm giving him a 6. He's giving truth to the name now.
Oh, Lord.
So you really just wanted to do everything at a 6.
The 6 got at his best.
Release it at 6. Make a 6 album, you know.
Yeah.
Anyways.
Damn. Yeah.
Karina, the floor is yours.
On October 6th.
Huh?
As 6, all the 6s that are adding up right now.
6, 6, 6.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
So that's some Illuminati.
He's only
shit.
Making 6 albums. 6 rated albums.
Yeah.
Okay, my take is... He's Drake. He gave us Drake. He gave us lots of Drake. And it's like, what else do people want? Honestly, if you read and listen to the lyrics of the song, I feel like he's more like that. Like, he's talking about things he would talk about, like, in Take Care stuff. Like, his relationship problems, what he's doing, what girls are doing to him, what's going on, like, and personal life, friends, whatever. And I felt like that's what he talked about. So I was like, I do get like the songs are like not as cohesive as the other ones.
Yeah.
But.
Well, you rate it.
I have listened to it every day since it came out. Like every time I'm in the car. And I don't hate any song. I feel like they're all songs like you can have on, you can play when you drive. Know, you're like, and you're like, okay, like maybe there's a song you're like, oh, the next one's better, so you skip. But it's not like terrible.
Okay.
I give it a...
Eight point nine is crazy.
Wow.
But hey, you're entitled to your opinion. Yeah. I will be clear. To be clear, it's Drake versus Drake at this point, you know, because it's I'm comparing him to his past self. You can't compare anyone else to him.
Yeah.
So
let me add that to my take.
Yeah. All right, Jared. Jared, you have the floor now.
Let's
Jared.
Put that at the top of my take.
Jared, well, before people started, Drake that was 8 and above for sure.
It's a 6.8.
There you go.
Versus Drake, other Drake albums against other artists. Oh, we're in the sevens.
Against other artists, it's high. Against Drake, you know, it's Drake.
You know.
You know, I mean, we know. So me and Kyle were up pretty much right when it happened.
Oh yeah, we were texting each other.
When the album dropped. So I didn't go to bed. I didn't have an alarm. I actually stayed up.
You stayed up till 6 a.m.?
I stayed up till 5 a.m. So the thing is, in between that 5 a.m., I probably went to bed at like 11:30 and then I woke up at like 1:30. So from 1:30 to 5, I stayed up. So I was like, all right. Yeah, I just couldn't go to sleep, bro. I was hyped. I even turned in OVO Radio at 2, I believe, or 2 or 3. OVO Radio was on, and I listened to that. And Drake was even hopping on it, like, during that time, talking about the album and this, that. So I was just like, yo, fuck it. Like, I don't know what I'm about to listen to, but I started getting more and more excited. So, album drops. From the very beginning, I listened to it. I was just kind of like, what the fuck? Like, I don't know. I guess my hopes were up. Like, my hopes were pretty high, like everyone else's, you know?
Yeah.
So I listened to it the first time. I was just kind of like, I gotta listen. You gotta listen again. The more you listen, the more you'll like it. And once I listened to it in the car, I started liking a little bit more and then a little bit more. And then throughout the days, as I was like, I've been listening every day since it dropped last week too. I've liked it more and more. And songs that I first, I was like, oh, that's pretty shitty. Like, I don't know why. Like in that moment, I was like, this is stupid. But like, it's definitely growing on me. The album's growing on me. I, very similar to Karina said, I think that Drake's done it so, he's done so much in music. I mean, we've seen him do it all. And I think a lot of us were only disappointed because maybe we were just expecting him to do a lot of like, not only is his old shit, but like they just, they expect so much from him. And of course we do, right? We want him to make the best music. But I think everyone just has different opinions on their style of Drake and what like he can bring to the table. And I feel like he brought some old stuff, and I mean, not so deep into it, but he's just like, he did what he can do, and I'm content with it, and I'll probably give it like a 8. I'll probably give it like an 8.3, 8.2 in that range. And I feel like, bro, like, he's done this shit for so long. I mean, like, this man, like, what can he not do? Like,
okay,
it's just listen to it more and fucking more, all right? I promise you'll like it more.
Fucking beats whatever.
Those damn beats you got, those put them
yo,
in.
Yo, I got
bro.
Some new transparent beats. As a matter of fact, this episode is brought to you by Beats.
Beats.
Shout
out. We need to get free beats.
We're working on deals while we weren't recording.
Yeah, that's the whole reason we took a hiatus. We have like 45 sponsors to get through by the end of this. A
lot of Zoom calls.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's having the opposite effect on me. It's actually getting worse the more that I listen to.
What?
But there's a few good songs.
What is yeah.
Anyways, Kyle.
Arthur is doing the visual equivalent of when the teacher goes, all right, everyone, pins up, test's over, and he just bubble, 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 bubble. I need to just add a little bit more to my test real quick. I'm not done yet.
Pens like, down. I'm still
pens down. He's like, CBA, CBT.
Bro,
like,
by the end of this episode, Arthur's not going to be a Drake fan anymore.
I'm just trying to get him. Did you see him shitting on Joe Budden in his Instagram comments? I'm trying to get him to do that for us. That's how you know we'll have made it.
Oh, dude, we would skyrocket.
The day Drake shits on me on Instagram,
yeah,
is the day we're winning.
Yep, I'm about it.
Oh my gosh.
So my opinion, you guys saw my visual, my exact reactions. So the first song, Virginia Beach, he sampled Frank Ocean. And the moment that song hit, I was like, get the fuck out of here. Frank.
That one grew on me.
Frank. I was like, dude, Frank Ocean. And obviously, it was just the sample, but that was a sample of Frank Ocean's song that was supposed to be on Django, Unchained. Never really. I think I sent.
Yeah.
But yeah. And so I immediately remembered when he dropped it back like 2015. And I was like, get the fuck out of here. We're starting with Frank and Drake on the same song. I was like, I started sky high. I was like,
yeah,
there's no way. There's no way this album's going to drop. And then that song comes, remind me of the name, with 21 Savage.
Calling for You.
Yeah. And then we have this rant about this one.
Oh,
and,
I wanted to bring
economy,
this up.
I like it.
Was that necessary?
It's way too fucking long. And for people who don't know what we're talking about, there's some random chick in the middle of the song ranting about not sitting in first class and going on a shitty vacation.
And then she said that she wasn't getting fed or some shit.
Easily could have been taken out and then go to the beat switch with 21 and then we would have been fine.
Otherwise, one of my favorite songs, but yes. That one section.
I can't make it to the end. I can't make it past it.
That took 2 points off the album for me. I'm not going to lie.
Two whole points?
Two decimal points.
It was an unnecessary.
It was a
move.
7.1, and that's what made it a 6.9.
It was very unnecessary. If he would have taken that out, he needs to make a Drake version of this entire album and just take that part out, and the rest of the album can stay the same. Like that, it was unnecessary.
You know what we should do? Start a petition, one of those like online petitions.
Yeah.
Try to spread that shit and see if we can go viral.
Yeah.
See how many people we can get to sign it.
I'm about it.
Would y'all sign it to remove her from the song?
Yes.
But I kind of like that part.
No. Don't be crazy.
At least put it at the end.
Go listen to Call Her Daddy. That's basically what they sound like.
At least put it at the end so I know when to go to the next song.
Because I saw it's that girl singing it saying it, but it was a diss. It was making fun of
Pusha T.
Yeah.
That's what the rumor is.
Yeah, but still, unnecessary.
And that's
put
a
it
girl,
at the end.
Like,
choose her best two lines, and I'm okay keeping that in there.
Yeah.
But we don't need like a 45-second.
It was
like,
a little long with like the jerk chicken. It's like, okay, we get it. You ate your chicken.
Oh, yeah. What the hell is all that? Right.
So, and then there's some average songs in there, average songs, and it's just like, they're there. You know, they're there.
Yeah.
I mean, these average songs... Can't tell you the name on top of my head right now, but they fall in the category of half of the Scorpion album.
Mm.
Name me the entire album on Scorpion.
Scorpion was not one of my favorite.
Exactly.
Either.
There's a bunch of just random songs on there, and it's kind of felt in the same vibe as Scorpion. And then you have What Would Pluto Do? An absolute just.
You like that one? Okay. Yeah. I thought we were about to beef again.
No,
I
was like, chef's. It was just
Jared, what's yours?
We
you
back.
Never said anything.
I love What Would Pluto Do.
But you get so fatigued by the time the album ends, and I'm just like, there's no flow. There's no banger, banger, banger. It's like we're doing one of these, and by the time I get to the end of the album, I'm just like, all right. Okay,
you're exhausted. You're like, what the fuck?
But I think that like
would you rather be like, oh, I wish there was more.
If I'm gonna listen to Drake, I wanna get haymakers just left and right and just
like just no skips. Right, you basically want no skips. But I feel like everyone goes in with that attitude, right? You wanna go in with like a no skip album. And 23 songs, fuck, that's fucking hard to do. So yeah, I mean, for sure on that.
Give me a
tough.
Good 13.
Yeah,
give me
like,
a good
see, yeah.
Give me the best 13 you got.
I think my problem with the album though is that I mean, even I give it, yeah, like an 8.2 or so. I feel like he just hyped up. He hyped this shit up hella, bro. Like, he hyped the shit out of this album saying like it was about to be like his best fucking shit ever.
His dad didn't need to say all that about it.
Little Yachty was on someone's podcast saying that like this was Drake's like best work. Like, so it's like, I think there was just so much hype that's why we're disappointed, because if there was not that much hype, say this was just an album that he just say, fuck it. Like he dropped, but Honestly Nevermind or what album that he just... do it out of nowhere within a few weeks in advance, right?
Yeah.
Then we would be like, all right, there's some songs
we
in there,
weren't
right?
expecting much.
Exactly. So I think that why we're disappointed is that it's not like this motherfucker made it seem like this was gonna top like a Take Care.
And it kept
was
getting pushed back.
And you know what?
Back.
You bring up a great point. He said he was gonna bring old Drake back.
Yeah.
Where is he?
Where?
I haven't found him yet.
Well, I think what he said. He said a lot of like stuff that old Drake would have said.
But like, I wanted that sound like a comeback season of So Far Gone.
Maybe he's confused. He's confused if you guys want the sound or if you guys want.
Well, I'll write him a
about.
Fucking letter and let us know he knows exactly what I want to hear.
I don't feel like his lyrical content ever changed. Like he's always rapped about girls and relationships and,
I feel
and
like
career.
This one's a little bit. He goes more deeper into just talking about that. He's not talking about that much other
I
stuff.
Think the sound of like an old Drake is what I thought he was going to bring to the yeah. table. At least like a, like even mixtape Drake back in the day, even, yeah, like a Take Care. Even though nothing was the same, I mean, bro, like that was his good shit.
Slime You Out was kind of old Drake.
Exactly. Yeah. So that kind of if there was more songs like Slime You Out, then it would be, we would be, I think, all right, a little bit happier, right? Because you drop, you're always going to drop, the single's always going to be probably the best on the album. It's like, it happens a lot.
I feel like he did that on purpose because he trolled us all the way to the end.
Yes.
Yeah. And then he put Slime You Out as a single because he's like, okay, kind of old
And then
Drake.
We got pretty hyped, like, okay, wow. So if there's songs like Slime You Out, like,
he's a businessman.
It's the one song that reminds me of old Drake.
Yeah.
He's a businessman.
Which, by the way, I've never been obsessed with old Drake, but if you're going to say it's going to be old Drake, now I have that expectation.
Well, the pushback, the delay on the album, like, so much shit. Like, that's why I think some of us were kind of like, this shit, like, this is what you drop. Okay. It's not bad, but it's not what we were expecting. We're expecting way more. And I saw a lot of people online, like, half and half. Some people really fucking like it. Some people think it's a masterpiece. That's their opinion. I wouldn't say it's a masterpiece, but you also got some people who are just kind of like really disappointed because it's not what we thought it was going
to
be.
It gave me like 5 good songs to listen to now, so I'm content. At the end of the day.
I'm content till Christmas. Hey,
I consider an album good if it gives me at least 3 songs I can listen to regularly.
What do you think about the features? J. Cole he gave out a J. Cole verse. It wasn't something where he was just laying on the ground dead. But it was a J. Cole verse, you know.
I love that song.
I will say, when I was listening to that song for the first time, I thought I was levitating a little bit. When J. Cole came in, I was like, yo, I think I'm floating. Like, my skin was like, you know, goosebumps.
What do you think about the artist, Tezo Touchdown?
I didn't love that song.
Well, he's on multiple songs in the background. He's on multiple songs in the background.
Isn't that the guy in the video that you sent on TikTok?
No, that's Yeet.
Oh.
Yeet. I personally, I just don't, I really don't agree with the whole Chief Keef thing. I just did.
That song slept on, low key.
It's not a bad song. I don't know, man. I don't know. Something about it just threw me.
I actually liked when he sampled Chief Keef a couple songs before Chief Keef was on it. And I was like,
he did? Yeah,
I don't like.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
You didn't even listen.
Artie, you need to get, you got to back it up.
Those beats working over there?
There's some songs I listen to one time. One time only.
And then you got the feature of the year. You got Adonis on there.
Adonis.
My man like
bro,
that.
Bro, he came with that. He was spitting
like
flames out of his mouth.
Like
Adonis. My man. Like,
yeah. Adonis goes hard, Adonis, bro. He's going to turn into a little Bow Wow soon.
Who Bia is, the female rapper? Bia, B-I-A.
Sounds familiar.
Damn, nobody knows her.
But like, yeah. I've seen her out. Like,
I thought it was her when I first heard Adonis at the end. I literally thought it was her. I was like,
I didn't know it was Adonis until someone said, like, I was listening to it, I just thought it was, yeah, some sample.
I knew it was Adonis because of the whatever, the 8 a.m. in Charlotte.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole part of that music video where he's just talking for about like a minute. And I'm like, okay, I remembered his voice. And I was like, oh shit.
Yeah.
Hey, future. Wait, give it about future. 2 years, Adonis gonna have his own album. Then Drake's gonna it's gonna be like what LeBron's doing with Bronny.
Drake's
wait till he starts doing like little, it's gonna be like Little Romeo and shit. Start fucking rapping. Wait till that. Drake loves Little Romeo and Bow Wow. So
yeah.
Wait till that kid starts rapping. Then he's gonna start living through him.
Maybe.
Oh, it's gonna happen.
Thank you.
Adonis is gonna be the first basketball rapper.
We're an Adonis podcast, so you heard it here first.
Hall of Fame rapper and basketball.
He's next
player.
GOAT.
Okay, well, I think Adonis flopped on this album.
Oh, I mean, it's his first one. You never get it right.
He's
the
warming
first
up.
Time.
He's warming
you
up.
You never get
I
it
heard
right
people talking
time.
About like they wanted like a Marvin's Room 2, and they got Adonis' playground instead. Like, what the fuck? The trolls on Twitter, bro, are hilarious. In the comments, bro.
I heard someone say, 21 Savage sounds like he's tired of writing verses for Drake.
Bro, he's exhausted. That Which picture he took with Drake.
He's like, bro, I just made a full album with your ass.
It wasn't his best verse.
Went on tour, went on the album. Bro, that picture Drake took of 21 Savage next to Drake's the call box. And you saw it's 21. Did y'all see it? He posted on Instagram?
No.
At Drake's house, he has like, you know, like,
oh, yes,
the
it's
type
like a
the
statue
code.
Of him.
He has, like, a statue of 21's head where you type in the code to get in his gate.
That's next level,
and
like,
bro. And 21's face in that picture is like, god damn, bro. He looks exhausted, bro. Drake has had him. That's his right hand for sure, dog.
He needs a break.
But you know what's the worst out of all this? All right. Like, the worst thing is that Drake said he probably won't put out music for like the next year.
I think it's good for us.
Yeah.
He needs a reset.
It's just
start from
the bottom.
He needs a reset.
It's going to suck, man. Because I think it sucks knowing that this is all we have for the next year, though. Like, this is the last shit.
Well, we
jump.
Don't know that.
You know?
I feel like he's beyond features.
He might do some features. He might get the itch again. Like, we never know what's going to happen.
Yeah. Nah, bro. He's done with music. This is it.
He's done. He retired.
No, he just needs to fix his tummy and then he'll be okay.
What's wrong with his tummy?
That's why he's stopping.
Oh, he's having stomach issues.
Yeah, stomach issues.
IBS?
I got the same shit.
I got that same shit, bro.
He said he's taking a break.
He's been having stomach issues for a while. He needs to start drinking that poppy shit.
Yeah, he needs a good Olipop. It helps your digestion.
What is that? Is that the
Olipop? Olipop.
What's the difference between that? Oh, is that like
this
a poppy?
This segment was sponsored by Olipop.
Oh, yep. Prebiotic, you know what I'm saying? It's good for your digestion.
We signed a deal with them too. That's kind of like poppy, right?
A little.
Yo, you know what? You know how we did our like Spotify ads and shit?
Yeah.
We even got kicked off from that shit. They said, you're not uploading regularly. We're cutting you off.
Damn.
Hey, fuck y'all.
So Spotify cut us off the payroll.
Let's start going
son.
To fucking, what other podcast apps they got?
They said, we only deal with active pods.
Start. Yeah. We're going to upload on Rumble. Video.
We're exclusive to Apple Music.
Fuck YouTube too. Just start having beef with everyone. Rumble only video.
Yo, catch us on Kick.
Discord.
Snapchat.
SoundCloud. We back. We back on that sound. We back on SoundCloud.
SoundCloud pod would hit, bro.
Make sure you subscribe.
Oh, so what else has been going on since we retired?
I have a couple stories that has led me to believe that I'm living in a simulation.
Oh shit!
The shit that's been happening to me in the past weekend is just not real.
Is it scary or
no?
Is
it's like, not scary.
It's like mind blowing.
It's just like. If you guys were in this situation, you'd probably react the same way like me, but at the same time, you're just like, what? This happened within 24 hours.
Okay.
And two stories within 24 hours. And you could almost believe that, like, if it happened to y'all, it would be just like, I just had this self-reflection. I was like, dude, what's going on?
Like, I feel like you saw a fucking alien or something.
Bro, no.
Hey, low key, I'm scared. So
no.
Let's cut to the chase.
So.
I'm a little nervous.
It's not as bad as I made it seem, but it's just like back to back. If this happened weeks in like between, I wouldn't have even put it together, but this happened within 24 hours and I was just like, no, I can't do this. So Friday, I had a family come over, right? For, you know, Emerald's birthday, my mom's birthday and my mother-in-law's birthday, all three just family only at our house. And, you know, it was a nice day. Weather's been beautiful, you know?
Definitely.
So, wanted to put the game on outside, just put some football on. So, the TV that I have in the back, I haven't turned it on since New Year's.
Okay.
So, that I turned it on, and it was a ride.
It just started sparking.
Yeah, dude. It was just a black screen, and you can vaguely see the TV, and I'm just like, oh, it's burnt to crisp. So we go to Walmart, my dad and I, to get just the, you know, small TV, just to put it up there. And so we go to the self-checkout line with the TV. And you have to get, you know, someone to scan the code because you're walking through a self-checkout with a TV. As we're waiting for the person to fix whoever is going on over here, this dude is in another self-checkout line, turns around, and to give you a visual of what he looks like, he has a long beard, long hair. You know, if you're familiar with Cheech and Chong, he looks like Chong.
Okay.
And just hippie looking dude points directly at me and goes, "I know who you are." And I'm just like,
"Oh, she's a fan
I'm
of
like,
Pod."
I immediately thought of like, "Oh, he remembers me from UTSA." Nice.
Yeah.
She goes, "Football days, eh?" And he goes, "I know who you are. You're the prophet. You're the chosen one." And I just immediately just like freeze like a statue. And he goes,
"Hey, yo.
You're the prophet from the Bowls group." He goes, "BOLZ group. That's you." And I go, "Nah, man, you got the wrong guy." And he just goes, "Nah, dude, that's you. You're the chosen one. You're the prophecy. You're going to fulfill the prophecy of the Bowls group." And I'm like, Nope, that's not Mahnik.
And bro, then, I would have just went along
with
it.
And then he just
goes, yes, I am, motherfucker.
I'm the fucking prophet. Just make him sit on the floor.
He just goes, don't lie to me. You're lying to me. He starts laughing like I'm the idiot.
I'd be like, get out of self-checkout.
He goes, you're lying. And so he walked away from his self-checkout. And this lady's like, are you done? And he goes, lady. Look at that guy over there. That guy, go over there and get some spirit in you. He's the chosen one. I just grab my TV and dart. Get the fuck out of there. My dad walks out and he just goes, Kyle, I know it's been a while since I've been in San Antonio. You got something going on here?
Your dad goes, what's the Bulls group?
It's the cult that I'm starting.
Yo, that's the new Illuminati, baby.
Bro, and so.
Part of the Bulls group.
Speaking of taking advantage, my dad in the car was like, fuck. And I'm like, what? And he goes, you should have been like, yeah, like I am the prophet, and I will relieve you of all of your sins if you buy this TV for me right now.
Just make them buy the TV.
This goes directly to the church, and I need you to
save some money right there.
You
bro.
Will go straight to heaven.
Yeah. So the whole night I was like, get out of my way, I'm the prophet. And I'm like,
you're the chosen one.
All Bowles group coming through.
Bowles group, B-O-L-Z.
Look into that? What is that?
Bro, that actually is, like, out of all the things, it was showing up a bunch of German shit, but there is a Bowles group, and it is a white dude with a chin strap beard and a fade, and I was like, bro, I don't look like this dude. It's a real thing, and he is like a Bowles group ministry.
Interesting.
And so shout out all the Bulls people out there.
Your brothers.
I'm coming to relieve of all your sins. Yeah, so that was nuts. And then literally, not shortly after, the next day, or I guess not 48 hours, not 24, but Sunday morning, Emerald and I go on a walk. It was a great morning. We go on the walk around we walk Honey, put her up, and then we continue to walk more.
Can I pause you for a second?
Yeah.
Is this the morning where Arsenal beat Manchester City?
This is when my Wi-Fi went out and I couldn't watch it. So yeah.
Just wanted to clear, just make sure I had the right morning.
My Wi-Fi did go out.
You just didn't want to witness an L. No.
Not good towers.
Anyways, carry on.
I knew you were going to insert that in here sometime. They only win if we make a bet.
So. I know. We should have bet on that shit.
But anyways, so we went on a long walk because it's like Spectrum out here doing Spectrum things and fixing the Wi-Fi. So we went on a walk about two houses down up the main street closest to where the pool is at. We're right next to the pool. There's this house. I think multiple families live there. This guy comes out kind of like walking pretty hot. Like he's pretty hot-headed. Gets in his car. Pulls out. As he's doing that, this little girl, probably about 3-4 years old, is like, daddy, 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 and like just like waiting, like running after him. And he just pulls out. He waves at me. He goes, and he just darts.
Hey, don't mind my kid.
I'm standing there, and there's this 4-year-old little girl just amongst the public, no adult in sight. Front door is closed, and she starts crying and screaming. Shit. And I have a girl on the way, and I immediately just go, Emerald, stop. And I'm just like, I'm going to let this breathe for a bit and see if someone comes out, and then I'm going to intervene, right? And so I slowly start walking over, and then all this, I'm gonna give it to you in parts, but all this happens, what I'm about to tell you, at the exact same time.
Okay.
So we have this little girl screaming, banging on the front door. So I don't know if someone's home. Banging on the front door. She's screaming. I'm slowly walking over. I didn't want to startle her and everything. Then we have this old lady come and say, oh, you got caught, didn't you? Is that your daughter? And I'm like, no. And keep walking over. And then there's this group of people, six people walking, oblivious to what the hell's going on. There's a screaming kid over here, oblivious. And I just hear, so you really think Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift are going to be dating forever? And, so there's a screaming kid. I got this lady thinking that this is my child. And then I got Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift, like fast Swifties. Walkers coming
Let's
at me.
Let's just call them the whites.
The whites. The they whites. Were all whites.
The group of whites.
They all look like they went to like Duke or something. Yeah. Like they're all that.
Yeah.
Duke. And then as I'm, so here's old lady here. Old lady to my right, about my 2 o'clock is the group of people talking about Taylor Swift. And then directly in front of me, 12 o'clock, all of a sudden this dude with a weird crazy eye comes out with a 9-iron. And just walking directly towards me.
Wait.
And yes.
Wait, hold on. Out of the house with the baby?
Out of the neighbor's house. He just comes out with a 9-iron.
Wait, what is that?
Like a golf club.
Oh,
golf
okay.
club. He comes out with the, for the people who don't know, it's big a golf. He comes out with a golf club, and he didn't look like he was practicing his swing. He looked like he was ready to smash. And here I am. All this is happening, and all of a sudden, I just stop where I am, and Emerald's next to me.
You stop, and you go, I'm the prophet. Everyone chill.
Start pointing out everyone.
I just stop where I'm at and just go, hey, I just want to know if this kid's okay. Just randomly out loud. So you have the Swifties. They didn't even miss a beat, right?
Yeah.
And then the lady, she's like looking at me weird. This dude's still getting closer to me.
So look, he's coming at you with a 9-iron.
I don't know if he was coming at me. And right when I say, hey, I want to know if this kid's okay, someone opens the door and pulls her in, and then the door slams hard. And I look over, she's gone. And then the guy with the 9-iron standing about literally 2 feet in front of me. I'm like, are we good? And he just turns right back around and goes back in his house. Doesn't say a single word to me.
What the fuck?
I'm standing there. Emerald, as my witness, I'm standing there. Emerald's like, what the fuck is happening to me? I get called a prophet one day from Bowles Group. And
I'll tell you what's happening.
I have all these people who look like they were NPCs, like just different people on different side missions. And I'm like, what is going on here?
Your children are coming for you.
Where the fuck do you live?
Dude with the 9-iron coming at me.
So he came out, but like he came out. He was
pacing hard.
And he didn't say one word?
He didn't say a single thing to me.
He came out of the neighbor's house.
The side neighbor's house.
Came at you with the golf club.
He wasn't coming. He never did anything to me, but he was not holding a golf club.
But he came right in front of you.
How was he holding it?
He was holding it with two hands. Like he was ready to just.
That's even scarier.
Like a pitchfork.
He was like, he was not practicing his swing. Dude, like he came out like.
He was going to slaughter you.
Ready to smash. I saw the crazy eye. And he didn't say a single word.
And he was the neighbor of the little girl.
Yes.
Maybe the little girl's crying, banging on the fucking front door.
Yes. And I'm just playing peacemaker here. And then the old lady.
I have so many questions.
Yeah. Dude, yes.
I would ask the Swifties, do you think Travis Kelce is going to be
friends? So the whites.
So really, what do you think about that?
So the whites just kept walking, huh?
They were oblivious. I mean, these people were so white. Later that day, I saw them playing spike ball. They're that white.
I guarantee you they were still talking about the same subject.
They were just going back and forth. My question is a little girl, though. So she's banging on the door. Like, I'm guessing it has to be her own home, crying.
Yeah, she came out from
the
house.
But like, why would they, you know, did they lock her out? Like, and they eventually let her back in. My question is, everything okay in that home? And then you got a crazy ass neighbor.
We're keeping an we've definitely have now marked him as we're keeping an eye on what's going on.
I'll be in that neighborhood ASAP, bro.
There's definitely had Next to been story. Some sort of a fight or argument, but there is a different family that lives there because there's a mother and a husband with probably that kid. Or I guess I don't know why she called the other guy daddy when there's another guy.
Shit, she got
she's got
all these daddies.
She's got four daddies. And now you're one of them.
But then later that afternoon when I saw we went on another walk, we saw the whites playing spike ball. And the guy that stormed off, right, that started the whole chain reaction was finishing his full sprint of a mile. He was sprinting down the road like he was exercising. Mm-hmm. And the whites were like, you go get it, Michael. And I'm just like,
oh, shit.
The whites are in it.
They're in on it.
They're part of
it.
Y'all got a lot of neighborhood bonding for sure.
Dude.
You go get it, Michael.
Where does Lynn come into this picture?
Lynn has been paying on corporates. She's been paying so much money for it to keep her grass green. Her grass is freaking like master's green, and we just got done through a stage 4 drought.
Oh, reporter us.
Bro, she's definitely doing water like too way. She's probably said fuck the water bill.
Yeah.
But yeah, she when we were outside watching football, she was peeking.
She just
had to rake the leaves.
You should definitely get honey to like take a shit on her lawn.
Oh, that'd be great.
A little smear. I'm sorry, it's not our yard.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lynn.
So yeah, that hell happened within 48 hours.
Bro, that's pretty fucking scary.
Now you can see where I thought was like, dude, I am in a
You're
simulation.
The fucking chosen one, eh?
Yeah.
If I'm in a video game, please.
Yo, this might be the Truman Show, like the McKinney
Probably.
Show.
Probably. You guys are all in it, too.
You're the chosen one. Ever yeah. since that guy.
You're the
he spiked something
on
you.
And then he thought I was the idiot. He goes, you're lying. You're lying to me, aren't you?
You're that girl's daddy now. I hope you know.
Yeah. I don't know why he called the other guy daddy.
Yeah.
That little girl, I don't know who her daddy is. That's why she's running. Bro,
this is like... Here I am, just had to be a...
Damn.
I almost got smashed.
That was crazy.
Yeah, I have questions for that neighbor who came out with the club.
He didn't say a single word to me.
I'll just be like,
I was like, what's up? We good? Fuck. He goes, and just walks away.
I'll start backing up a little bit. I'll be like, hey, you're a little too close with the
club. Was he big? Was he small?
He's about, you know, like 6 foot. He wasn't tall, but like he was not like my height, but he was a good size. He had a man bun.
Oh, you can't trust them.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
But I mean, you just don't walk out of your house double gripping a golf club.
Yeah, there's not one fucking range nearby. That's where I'll be shitting.
I bet he thought you were her dad and he was just pissed of hearing all the commotion.
Like,
yeah.
He was fed up with that shit. And then he got close to you and realized you weren't him and he didn't know what to do.
Bro, I just immediately just had to be like, oh, I gotta clear the air. I was like, I'm just trying to see if she's okay.
You gotta like say it out loud to
everybody around me. I just want to see if she's okay.
That's your funny, voice.
Is, what happened with the other lady?
She just kept walking and she literally thought that was my kid. He's like, oh, you got caught.
I would have opened the door like, for no. sure by now.
But it all Damn. Happened all at once.
I almost forgot about the old lady.
Yeah.
Right?
Damn. Yeah, your life's a movie.
She was for sure like NPC.
Yeah, she's for sure. Dude, she was like.
Wait, what'd you say?
What did you say?
Jerry's just funny, bro.
I was like, yeah, man, your life's like a movie.
He says, yeah, your life's a movie.
Yeah, shit, life's a movie, bro.
Life's a movie.
That's just crazy. Yeah, you lived a lot of different movies.
So yeah,
I wonder how that guy who fucking put that spell on you, though. I wonder
how he wanted me to give out the spirit.
I think he started it, bro. Loki, he started it.
Yeah.
Damn.
He's telling other people, hey, go follow him.
Follow him.
Go get some spirit in you.
He's a prophet.
He's the prophet. He's going to fulfill the prophecy.
No, that's fire.
I want to go to that Walmart. We got to go look for him. Hey,
Walmart on 281 and 1604.
He asks us. He probably just chills out there waiting to see you again because you're the prophet.
He's like, bro,
he's
I
like,
swear
he
to
came
God.
To this Walmart.
Bro, okay, this is ripe for like a viral TikTok.
Here we go.
We're going to dress you up like Jesus. We're gonna pull up at Walmart.
We pull up to that same Walmart.
And we're gonna see his reaction.
Did he tell workers that? Because the workers are really gonna be fucking shitting their pants.
Oh yeah,
because
his thing was also flashing like he needed help. So,
he may have
done it. I didn't. I
he
got
had too
the,
much weight in the. In
I got the,
bags.
The fuck out. I got the fuck out.
Yeah, I
grabbed
too,
my TV and ran.
Yeah, that's scary.
Damn. All right.
So, yeah.
For sure. Let's go to that Walmart.
I'm a prophet.
Dude, that Bowls
Group. BOLZ. I'm like, if I was the prophet, you think I would know how to spell bowls? Why are you telling
B-O-L-Z.
Me?
That's some weird shit, bro. Damn, weird shit doesn't happen to that. Like, doesn't happen to me like that. I wish.
Jared's
cheating. I wish. I would have egged that shit on so good. I'm like, I am the motherfucking prophet. You're right. Yeah.
I'm trying to think of the weird shit that's happened to me, but I can't think of anything like that.
That's.
It's pretty out there.
I can't think of anything like that.
How come nothing weird has happened? Now I think I'm in the fucking Truman Show. I'm like, yo, weird shit doesn't happen to me. Like,
you're an NPC.
Are y'all in on it?
You're NPC gaining consciousness right now.
Holy shit, I might be an NPC.
That's conflict, man. That guy, was he sober? Probably no. Maybe.
I mean, he didn't look.
That guy's definitely not sober.
He didn't look healthy. I'll tell you that for sure. He looked like he's seen some things for sure.
I can see God's like looking like, "Fuck, are you talking? You talking?"
Buying a bunch of tinfoil.
He was as far as from me and Karina, and just pointing directly at me, and like he just is like discovering him, like somebody just like you. You're the one. I'm just like, huh?
It's not me.
Yeah, so that was my weekend.
Well, that was fucking cool.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You could talk about also in the same weekend. This is more normal. The what
baby
you thought
shower.
About the baby shower.
Yeah, that was fun.
I was telling Karina, it was Karina's birthday as well.
It was my
birthday. Happy belated.
Thank you.
Congrats, happy birthday. Hell yeah. Play that on the one time for the one time.
25.
But Arthur, you can talk about your baby shower experience and Jared as well.
Yeah, yeah. Well, one, baby showers are fucking fun.
It was pretty lit. It was
Have you
definitely...
guys been to one?
No.
I've been a,
They're not supposed to be like that.
Yeah.
They're pretty lit.
That was more of like a party function.
Yeah.
It was cool because one, I've been a few baby showers and usually it's in the day. This was at night, which is 10 times better. Everything's better at night. I mean, it was cool. It was more, yeah, more like a party, which I like that. I want to do mine like that.
Of course you do.
When my time comes,
Jerry's gonna have a DJ at his baby shower.
Yes. Well, I had a couple of different things, but yeah, for sure.
We're not gonna be able to converse at Jared's baby shower.
You won't be able to play the games.
Okay. I want to talk about the games.
Yeah, talk about them.
First of all, I won two things.
Wow.
Yeah. But let's start with the baby bottle.
All right, baby bottle.
Are they really that fucking hard to drink?
Dude, I actually, my neck has been sore. I caught a cramp.
My fingers were sore until yesterday.
Dude.
What?
From squeezing this bottle.
We had to drink juice out of a baby bottle, and I don't know how babies do it.
Yeah. You be seeing babies like chug their shit, right? We all had that same damn fucking bottle, and we were trying to chug, like we were trying to suck the living out of the nipple on the bottle, and
I was
nothing was coming out.
The shit out of that.
We all have pictures of us like chugging it, and like you don't see anything out of our bottle. Dude. But then we had two friends.
I got halfway, actually. I was proud of myself for that.
Two friends of ours, Larry and Caleb, who've both been on the pod, and they somehow were the only ones.
I think Caleb broke his bottle.
They chewed a hole. They went animal mode and just started chewing it. And
they
then
chewed
made
a hole in the nipple, bro.
That's insane.
They made the nipple bigger, bro. That's crazy.
Bro, because like I thought I was like, in my head, I'm like, bro, I'm getting fucked right now. Like, this is bad. Like,
hey,
I don't know.
Yo.
I was getting fucked over.
If someone just accidentally just skips to this part, it has no idea what we're talking about.
Like, what happened at that baby shower? That baby shower was different. No. I looked to my left and I saw you were struggling. I'm like, okay, at least me and Arthur are like, yeah, we're doing pretty bad, right? But then once I saw the whole row and I just started hearing everybody like complain, I was like, all right, cool.
When it first started, I actually got nervous like in that first few seconds because I thought I just didn't know how to do it right. But then I realized
exposed.
I thought everyone was gonna be done, and I just haven't even made a dent.
I was
in
sucking
it.
The shit out of that thing. All right, I don't know, and nothing, barely anything's coming out. I'm like, man, this looks so bad, bro.
You're saying some crazy shit,
dude. You're making this is going viral.
Yeah, it was a cool baby shower. This is going viral. It was a fun baby shower.
The other game you won?
Well, I won the diaper raffle.
Oh, cool.
And
one, it's cool because you always talk about winning and you actually really
won. But I have a bone to pick.
All right.
Because I chose a gift.
Yeah.
And I got a used blanket.
It was used? What do you mean it was used?
I'm gonna lie, bro. I didn't notice it was used until I noticed two holes in it. And then I was like, wait. This didn't have tags on it either.
Oh, fuck.
Who the fuck's been using this? And should I be touching it?
Oh, shit. It has a Bible scripture,
it had
right?
Two holes in it.
Does it have a scripture on the
it
the
had Bible? A nice Bible scripture on it. It's a nice blank, nice,
God
nice and soft.
God gave you that, bro. All right,
nice and soft, yo. But it's been around the block.
He said it had no... Bro, but it was wrapped up though, right?
Yeah.
See, so it could have been like maybe someone got it and they realized like, oh, they didn't want it. And they tags came off and they re-gift.
And then I also won the food eating.
Oh, the applesauce?
Applesauce competition.
Oh, shit, yeah. We had you have to have someone spoon feed you applesauce.
And
I was done in like 5 seconds.
I was going to say, you don't even
It's really, it's Ange deserves the credit because she basically turned the whole thing upside down and like spooned it out into my mouth.
I had my niece, Elena, and she was...
One at a time, yeah.
And I was like, faster, bro. Faster.
Me and Stella were partners, and she was like, just get on your knees and I'll keep feeding you. I'm like, what the fuck, bro?
Bro, these guys' one-liners are insane, dude.
1 minute timeout, bro.
These guys. Yeah.
It was a fun baby shower.
He got fucked.
He
was on his knees.
He sucked hard.
He sucked the shit out of it.
This is crazy.
Damn. Yeah, you go in like the box, the penalty box. Like, yeah. You got
to
take time out.
Funny shit. I don't even know. I don't even try to.
Comes naturally, huh?
But yeah, can you realize? Like, a baby has no idea that we basically just have a whole party for the baby before they even come to this world. That's what baby showers are. They're the baby's like first party.
Bro, it's
It doesn't have to be a rager though. Which is what you're gonna do.
Yo, it was the best charcuterie board I've ever seen.
Oh,
it was a charcuterie counter.
Yeah, dude.
I saw it.
That was intense. Awesome.
I didn't even eat anything because I was like,
I don't want to mess it up.
I don't want to mess this shit up.
I threw down on a couple of those crackers for sure.
If you took a card from that lady, that's small potatoes, what she's done. She's really? Done Javier's mixer for his work. He's done a whole conference table. She's done a whole conference table, and there's like chicken tendies, like sliders on there.
Well, I'm gonna call it for mine. Yeah, dude.
All he had to hear was chicken tendies.
Well, I'm gonna call it for my birthday celebration.
it's intense. Yeah,
yeah, that was fire.
Shit. Yeah, that was good. It was fun. It was a good time, man. It's good to be with everyone and celebrate now. And you're about to be a dad in what, about a month?
7 weeks, exactly. 7 weeks.
Home stretch.
Yeah.
You can do it.
Fourth quarter, put your fours up. We're about to get real.
Shit, you about to have a kid? I might have a kid.
What?
Oh, I didn't tell y'all I was going to say it for the pod. Just kidding. Then you slap her. Next episode, I'm like, oh, hell no.
When you're actually serious, I'm not going to believe you.
Yeah.
I don't even know if I'm going to tell anybody if I have a kid. I'll pull a Drake. I'll wait till he's like three. I'm like, hey guys,
Jared's gonna be like, and for this next segment, I'm about to say is sponsored by Blue Chew. I have a kid.
Jared's Trojan, because I should have been wearing one for it when
Jared's gonna announce his Travis Kelce's gonna announce his kid.
Yes. Yes. I'm gonna do it just like that.
Jared looks like a Drake Travis hybrid.
Yeah.
He does. Should have a kid.
Jared's going to announce his baby at when they're like four. And the caption is going to be, I wasn't hiding my kid from the world. I was hiding the world from my kid.
Just the same exact caption.
Adonis.
It's going to be all old.
That's going to be the song. He's going to attach a song to the post. And it's going to be Adonis at the end of that Drake song.
It's funny because like, I was talking to some friends the other day and it was like a group of us. And we're like, all right, so who do you think's going to have a kid next? And in that group, there's probably at least two or three couples, right? Like, who've probably been together for a few years or so. Somehow, my name was brought up at least three times. I'm going to have a kid. And I'm like, how the fuck does that make any sense? So, yeah, we'll see what happens. If it does, I'm probably going to be very, very...
Even out of us, like, the next place, I would say Jared.
Not even Kyle.
Like,
after... It's like, oh, Kyle have a second kid now.
I'm
going to have a kid before Kyle has a second kid.
She's not even born yet, and I'm like, yeah, I'm not...
I'm good on this.
Can you imagine? People be doing the back-to-backs? Like, I'm talking like...
16 months apart. When you see siblings 16 months apart, I mean, yo, that's wild, dude.
Bro, my stepmom, I know she's going to hear this too. She was born in the same year as her brother.
Bro. So is my dad and his brother. They're 9 years apart. I mean, 9 months apart.
Literally. Like,
I was like, hey, yo, like, it's a pretty big gap. Like,
so I'm talking, they got to the... Wait, but don't you have to wait like a couple months?
You're supposed to, but my grandma
She was
didn't.
Born in January.
Your grandma was like, hell no. Nah. she was straight
She was
to
born it. In January and then...
She was born in January and he was born like at the end of the year.
There's no skipping, bro. There's like, you get right back to
they the got movie. Right back to business.
Bro, I think it's like I think like the it's usually like 6 weeks and then the doctor gives you the green light to get back in it, and then
I'll be going to every appointment. Is this the week?
Hey, Jared. Hey, doc, it's been a while.
Motherfucker, not yet.
Doc, we got that green light.
He's got it on the calendar.
Just excited every doctor's appointment. Just get disappointed.
My blue chew is about to expire. I gotta use them now, doc.
I can only do so much, doctor.
You still using them chews?
Nah. I haven't.
Still got them chews going?
I have not touched those chews. No.
Nah, it was just a little experiment.
Nah, I mean, if I get more, I will. If Jesse fucking gives me more, I'll take them. Yeah, for
Jesse.
Sure. Jesse has
a friend?
Yeah. Jesse has a chew.
I thought Jesse was a girl who gave you a blue chew.
Jesse's the plug, bro. Jesse's the blue chew plug.
He's the blue chew plug.
Blue chew plug.
You call him the BCP for sure.
You still never taken one, huh?
I don't have a need for one.
No.
I think you should only take one if you really need
it. It's not about needing. It's about trying. So how about you try and then see how it goes. Just try it out.
There's probably... It might have like a bad effect on you though. What if you get to a point where you can...
You don't get like addicted to them or anything.
What if you get to a point where you can only perform like by
but taking I know, one? But I know for a fact that... I mean, at least for me, it's not true. At least other people.
For now.
True.
For now.
If you take it regularly.
Yes.
No, I've only taken like three probably my whole life. Three little tablets.
She's three
like,
more than us.
Three
is all. He's always the three best nights of my life.
Three of them. Go,
he was invincible.
One, two, three.
He couldn't be stopped.
I was the fucking the prophet. Were you the fucking prophet?
The prophet.
I was the prophet.
He said, I was the bull's god.
I'm bull's god.
I was the chosen one. I'll tell you that right now. Like, God, some of your best work. I'm like, I know. They have no idea. I was like,
You tell them you took
something? I went to go pop the chew that. No, hell, I'm not going to tell them.
You don't need to tell them.
I think it's do this every time.
They're listening to this now, and they're like, that was me.
Makes a lot of sense.
You about to get some text messages.
The math is math.
Oh, I've got into no, it does wonders. I'll tell you that.
Damn.
Try it out. It's just like the commercials. They're not lying.
What commercial?
I've never seen a commercial.
Go watch a Blue Chew commercial, and you'll see.
The girl's baby. What, they just show a guy bricked up walking around?
He like,
hey, this shit works.
He like I'm walks the in the door. Guy. The girl's like already taking off his shit. Like, it's like one of those, like, you gotta see.
Damn.
Nah, for real. Take one though. Let me know how it goes. This year, before this year ends, just take one. And I'll provide you with the tablet. Hey, your first
I don't trust your tablets. I'm getting that free shipment that I hear in all the podcasts.
Hey, it is free. Use our code, players only.
Yeah, players only.
You get $25.
I wonder if anyone's went to Blue Chew and like tried to use our code. It just doesn't even.
They're like, we don't even need the code. We still get the $25 off the first shipment.
Doesn't even exist.
Shipments free too. You know, it's only $5 for a whole pack.
Yeah,
it's a good deal.
Our thing is, I wonder if a girl takes the Blue Chew. If it there's any.
I do not recommend that.
Yeah. No. We're not telling y'all to do that. Y'all can sue us for that.
But if you do, let us know how it goes. Yeah. Because we're curious.
That's to fucking get something flowing.
Maybe. You might grow a penis.
You're like, this wasn't a part of the assignment?
Oh,
dog.
My
what
Lord.
The fuck?
Oh, my Lord.
You just see a thwing? Oh, hell no.
Yo, something's going to start coming out of her belly button, son.
It's like, turn over. What the fuck did you just say? Oh, hell no.
What the fuck is this, a demon?
It's the fucking chosen one, bro.
She turned into a demon.
This shit turned into the Exorcist.
The damn chosen one.
Are you part of the Bulls group?
She took the chosen chew.
The Bulls chew, son.
He said turn over.
Imagine some scary ass sex.
It's gonna be like
the fuck.
This is gonna be like this is the end where Jonah Hill gets raped by the devil. And he goes, yeah. So last night was not chill.
This is the end. Did that happen in that movie?
Yeah, where
the demon
comes in and that. Takes advantage of.
He got his shit. Yeah.
I don't know if I made it that far in the movie.
That movie's classic.
That movie's crazy. Yeah. It's on Netflix now, by the way.
Yeah.
Dude, it's good stuff. Everything's on Netflix.
Jake and Josh is.
It's on Hulu.
Shark Tank.
Wait, it's on Netflix now too?
Mm-hmm.
Shark Tank's on Netflix.
Damn. All those were on Hulu now, so now Netflix is taking all the Hulu.
I watched Rome. Speaking of the Roman Empire.
Oh.
Hey, Rome wasn't built overnight.
Rome was an HBO show back in like 2005.
Oh, shit.
It was like the Game of Thrones before Game of Thrones.
Really?
Who's in it? Nobody we know.
People you would probably recognize, but nobody you would be able to name.
Oh, gotcha.
Is it worth like the watch? Or?
It's pretty damn good, especially if you like Game of Thrones, you'll probably like it. But what's interesting is it got canceled after the second season.
Because stops.
And the reason is because they were spending $10 million per episode at the time, which was like unprecedented. Oh, those are like
Game of Thrones is like, that's small potatoes.
Chump change for Game of Thrones.
Small potatoes.
But they canceled it because it's too expensive, and then it ended up making a lot of money afterwards. Mm. And they were like, damn, we made a mistake.
Bring it back.
So I honestly think a lot of people are saying like Game of Thrones wouldn't exist if it weren't for that show.
Yeah.
Mm.
Pretty fire.
Damn. Check it out.
Shout out Rome.
I'm going to watch it.
Shout out Rome.
Shout out Rome.
Hey, it wasn't built overnight.
How often do you think about the Roman Empire?
All the time.
Give me one fact about it.
Rome? It wasn't built overnight.
That's
a clip right there.
Period.
That's gonna be a clip. It's gonna go viral, and the people are gonna like listen to this episode and then be disappointed.
it's literally just
that clip just saves us for the next year.
30 minutes. They go on this episode. It's 30 minutes of Bulls group, and then 10 minutes of Jared talking about sucking and being fucked at a baby shower.
They're gonna skip every 10 seconds to hear me.
You'd be like, yo, where's the Roman part?
Like, where did that clip come from? Is that like, the end? Like,
I'm just here for Roman Empire facts.
Only 30 seconds of the part.
I learned about that. I'm like, yeah, we had a baby shower. Yeah, I was fucking, I was sucking, I was fucking, I was doing everything.
On my knees.
I was on my knees, hands on your knees. Oh man, this is fun.
This is fun.
Why did we stop?
This is fun, man. Where we at? 45?
50 something.
Damn.
I have a snack. Y'all want a snack that
really? You really got a snack for old time's sake? Let's go.
Yeah, let's do it.
Shit.
All right. We're excited. Hey, this is a, we didn't even know we're about to snack that ass, but
wow, this is not. A surprise.
Oh, we got chips.
This is not on the show notes.
Oh, my chips.
This is not on the show notes.
Snack that ass. I think snack we low key have maybe already tried these, but.
Ooh.
These are shrimp chips.
Oh, Angel would love these.
Hot garlic.
Angel for sure.
Hot garlic shrimp chips.
Yeah.
So I want my chips up with the our, dip.
Our mouth's about to taste like butt.
The smell checks out. It smells like a fucking seafood market.
Oh,
nice. I want to check the date before I eat.
There was some. Wasn't there a seafood chip we tried that was not bad though?
The curry shrimp. That's the one
was that
Angel freaking right, devoured.
Never mind. It was shitty.
Or no, we did have one. We did have the Lay's. One of the Lay's were like
some
crawfish.
Shit we tried that was seafood and it tasted not bad.
Yeah,
like these have a little hot. These are a little hot though.
Make sure you get a whiff.
Smells like Corpus.
Smells like good old Galveston.
Oh yeah, Port Aransas.
Yeah. What's another dirty beach? Mustang Island. South Padre.
That smells like for sure like the.
The single chip smells better than the bag.
That smells like the boardwalk.
Oh yeah, Kima. Yeah, for sure.
All right, cheers. Okay.
All right.
Cheers.
Cheers.
Oh, you liked them, huh?
No, those aren't bad.
I like them.
They're actually not bad, but like,
not,
bad at all. Not great either.
No, I didn't eat dinner today, but I like them.
They just kind of taste like the seaweed. The seaweed that you buy to eat?
Yeah.
I would eat them with a sandwich.
Good with a good sandwich?
That garlic really carrying the team, but it's nice.
All right. Well, I'll give that, you know, like a 6.3.
Yeah, I'll say 6.6.
But that's not it, folks.
Oh,
bro. Look at
this. This is not on the what? Show notes.
This was not a part of the programming.
These are hot pepper and lime flavored fried crunchy peanuts. Fuego by H-E-B.
Oh, Mi Tiendas?
Mi Tienda by H-E-B.
You're just surprising us, bro.
ASMR.
Snacking ass at the end. Oh, them hoes are red?
These kind of remind me of like corn nuts, but they're peanuts.
Oh, shit. These are going to make me shit. Well, get them,
Flamin' Hot Cheeto powder on them.
Yeah, they look like mini Cheetos.
Yo, I'm excited. I saw somebody make a hot Cheeto burrito the other day on TikTok.
That's fun to say. Hot Cheeto burrito.
Hot Cheeto burrito. Say that five
hot
times
Cheeto
fast.
Burrito, hot Cheeto burrito. 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 Hot Cheeto burrito.
That's how... That's
good.
How I know we're in a simulation. That man just turned into a robot.
Right,
he did.
He didn't blink either. Nope. I'm on to y'all, bro.
I like my chips with the dip. Oh, I'm already dropping shit. All right.
Cheers.
Cheers. Like it. I like it. The lime. The lime. It says lime in it.
Bro.
Right?
Those aren't bad. It's kind of like different than what
I
was expecting.
I like the lime in it.
These are good.
I like them.
Those are pretty damn good.
Don't look at the back. That's a high calorie count right there. Holy shit.
For real?
490 calories.
For how
oh,
many?
Shit.
Is it per bag?
Oh, dude. Speaking of calories.
Yeah, one bag.
You know what I learned?
400.
A crumble cookie.
Oh, yeah.
How many calories do you think that would be? A crumble cookie.
800.
1,010.
Over 1,000 calories. It was like 1,100.
Ding, ding.
Probably depends on the flavor.
You're supposed to break it in like fours, right? I suppose.
But that's how they get you. The serving size, and we're breaking a lot of girls' hearts right now. Who's listening? The serving size is only a fourth of the cookie. So that's how they get you. It's like 300 something calories, which is already a lot for a fucking cookie. Yeah. But that's only for a fourth of it. The full cookie is like 1,100 calories. That's a McDonald's meal.
Bro, I get hangovers, like sugar hangovers, eating one full cookie. Like, I can't do it.
Crumble's canceled.
Yeah, aww, dude.
Bro, you think about it. That bitch is thick.
It's good, though.
It is.
Oh, it's good.
It's a big cookie, but
right? Like, do we all finish a cookie, like one of their cookies?
Oh, yeah.
I have.
Like, I don't sit down and just eat the whole cookie, but if I cut it in fours, eat one piece, kind of walk away, and then I,
bro,
oh, come I'm on eating back. One in one night.
The know? Math isn't mathing on that shit, though.
How do they make a 1,000-calorie cookie? Like,
it's like you're trying.
I want to see them make it.
You're trying to make it caloric.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they were definitely trying.
What the fuck?
Dude, I really, like, want to see them. I you know, I even tried to apply it at Crumble one time.
Bro, that would...
Just because I live by there, I was like...
Do you realize how, like, big you would be? Just being,
for real, though.
That's why I can't work at, like, donut shops or food places. Because, like, yo, dude, I'm going to be fat.
Yeah.
Well, they surrounded by food, though. And it's just there
it's
in front
true,
of me.
It's true, bro, because I don't even get tired of food either. You know how people, like, can't eat the same shit every day?
Yeah.
I don't have that problem.
Same.
I can eat whatever.
I can eat Chick-fil-A.
I can eat these hoes all day.
I can eat Chick-fil-A every
these
day.
Are
me too.
Hoponies?
Try again, like in Spanish.
Hapones.
Yeah, that's better.
Hapones.
Why do you say Italian? Like an Italian?
He always turns
hey,
into
hapones.
He always turns into Mario somehow.
Mario.
Them hoes are good, bro. I don't know.
They are pretty good.
I'll bring a snack next time. There's these.
Hey, let's rate them. Let's rate them.
HEB chips I've been wanting to get.
Those right there.
The hapones.
I'm going to give them 8.1.
I give those a 7.6.
Yeah.
I'll do 8.1 too.
Nice.
These are like corn, bro. These are like corn nuts, but they're
peanuts.
Hot corn nuts.
Hot peanuts.
He's digging.
They're like corn nuts. Yeah, these are gonna be about that's an 8.8 for me.
Oh shit.
All right, we'll be rating shrimp chips.
I was like gave like a 6.something, I think.
Yeah, I gave it 6.6.
7.4.
Damn.
Maybe 6.5.
7.1.
Yeah, you good.
All right.
They weren't bad.
There's my dinner for the night.
Jared snacking.
No, I like these hoes. These are good.
Shout out Mi Tiendas.
Whatever the hell that says. Mi Tienda, I thought.
Mi Tienda. You know. That whole.
Anyways, this was fucking fun.
This was fun.
Well, guys, tune in. We love y'all.
Hit that bell.
Get your fucking bell rung.
We got some guest episodes on the way, too.
And the subscribe in the little info of this podcast, you can. There's a link to the Bowls group. Please sign up and... We meet at the Clark High School gym.
Please sign up for our cult.
You know when the powder comes like later? Powder's just coming up my throat.
Dying over here. Don't worry, I'll save you.
Yo, I'm trying to find my baby mama. Let's go. Whoa. Roll my chips with the dip. I need the water with the chip.
You need to start bringing your own water is what you got to do.
You always be drinking.
Jared, we had a request. So I guess we could finish off with this. We had a request to play the word game.
It's good.
You down?
Man, shit, I'm about to wreck that shit. Let's go.
So on three, we're going to say a word.
Okay.
Our goal is to say the same word. And we're going to see how many turns it takes us to get to the same word.
All four of us?
Me and Jared.
Okay. I was about to say that would be hard.
All four of us would be crazy.
Oh, well, we start. Oh, I've done this before. Oh, I love this game. Yeah, we start off with like a base.
Yeah.
Yeah, no. We start off with like a random and then we got to work our way to the top. Oh, we can do this. Easy.
All right, ready?
I'm actually really good at this.
Count us down.
Three, two, one.
Soda.
Cake. All right.
Okay. No, do it again. Keep going.
Go again.
Three, two, one.
Sugar. Breakfast.
You say shirt?
Sugar.
Oh, sugar.
Three, okay. Two, one.
Syrup.
French toast.
Okay, we're good. Hey.
That's two words, low-key, though.
We're at syrup. We have French toast, right?
Three.
Yeah, but can we repeat words we already said?
Uh-huh. No, you got to find you guys, you both got
syrup
find
and French toast.
No, hey, count down.
Three, two, one.
IHOP.
Dude, I blanked. I fucking blanked. Because I want to say breakfast.
It's okay. But no, I would have said IHOP.
Never would have said IHOP.
You'd have been like Denny's.
If it helps, I never would have said IHOP.
I know. But still,
I know.
That's why I said it.
I fucking blanked.
You blanked too. I blanked too. I said IHOP.
Let's start over.
Let's do it again. All right, that was a warm-up.
Start over.
That was warm-up. Warm-up. Here we go.
Ready? Three, two, one.
Water.
Penis.
Okay, that's it. No, we're good. This is a two and done. We have said water. You said penis. All right, now
penis
here we go.
And water.
This is it.
Three, two, one.
Piss.
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 Piss
and cum.
I said cum.
Piss and cum. Penis water. That's more like pee.
Hey, bro.
Come more. Jesus Christ.
You do not come more than
pee. All right, bro. All right.
That's
so. What did you say? Got sad.
That's okay, cum and piss.
That's impressive.
All right, so I said cum. You said piss.
Oh shit.
Three.
I have something in mind.
Two. Wait. One.
Squirt.
Fuck.
God, all right. One more time.
We should have had that one, but it's okay. All right, now this is our last one.
Last time.
That
last
was
time.
Okay, we're running
last
it back.
Time. Yeah, last one.
Hold on, let me think of a good word. Okay, ready?
Three, two, one.
Apple. Ass.
Oh shit! I thought you guys got on the first try.
Okay, think
ass
of this.
Ass and apple.
What'd you say?
I said apple. You said ass. Think of what an apple and an ass.
Hey, just go. Just go.
This Three, two, one.
Peach.
Oh, that was fucking fire, baby. That was it. That was fucking cool.
Let's wrap this shit up.
Oh man, yo, it's been real.
It's been fun.
It's been real
fun. Players.
We out.
Peace.
Bye. That was fucking fun.